Nice, huh? Spongy. Yeah. You're going to be fast.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it's nice. Feels good. You know, first into our second week now, but guys really came back and working hard. And it's good to be, you know, back around this group.
There was a lot of uncertainty after the season about Steve Mee and I guess other parts of the offensive line too. What did you think when you saw the team you signed
him? I was happy. You know, I talked to Steve a couple times, and you know, really towards the end there, he didn't know what he wanted to do, but that's understandable. And you know, he's earned that right to take some time at the end of the year and reevaluate and talk with his family and see what he wants to do. And when, you know, he's coming back, and just to have him back, the type of player he is and the type of guy he is in that locker room, just a good friend. And, you know, we're lucky to have him back.
Have you had a chance to talk to Logan at all? I know
that. You know, I've just spoke to him a few times. You know, just, he's my friend, and see how he's doing, but he's doing good.
Do you appreciate the consistency that this line has had for the last few years?
I do. You know, I you know, that's one thing that it's nice coming into the season to know, but it's something that we can't rely on. You know, I think we really got to go back and, you know, really recommit ourselves and starting now in the offseason and follow through the training camp in the regular season. So, you know, I think this is going to be an important offseason for us.
Does the type of workouts or the type of lifting you guys do, is it the same every year, or is there, you know, like if there's a different emphasis on the field, does the conditioning or the weightlifting program change?
You know, I think our strength coaches do a really good job of, you know, really committing themselves and coming up with new ideas and new lifts that, you know, maybe are more position specific to us, or, you know, skill guys, whatever the position may be. But, you know, those guys do a good job and give us the lifts to, you know, really hope it help us out on the field. So, you know, we do new stuff all the time, and, you know, they're always coming up with stuff, and they ask for our input and, you know, see what it's like out there. Would this help, or would this, you know, what we doing now, is that the most we can get out of you guys? So, you know, we work with one another, but they do a great job.
Collectively, you guys, the interior guys anyway, have been really pretty durable, pretty consistent over the last few years. How much of a point of pride is that for you guys?
You know, you want to be out there. You know, you get into a rhythm, and you develop the trust with people, and, you know, it's tough to stay healthy in this league. You know, really from day one, no one's at 100%. So if you can go out there and you can be out there every game, you know, that says something about you, but, you know, you still got to perform.
So Tommy shows up a few days ago. Did he get a lot of grief for not being here for a week? Did you guys make sure you let him know, hey, we were here working, where the heck were you?
No, not necessarily for that. He got more grief for that Earth Day, Earth Day 32nd ad he did, so, yeah, just fun.
He's always looking hair mostly.
He, you know, he had the general make fun of this. You know, he deserved it. He understood it. But it's for a good cause, so, you know.
You think he'll catch more grief for that, or holding the goat?
The goat's still up there, number one.
You tempted to put on some gloves, though, and challenge him?
Some gloves?
Boxing?
Oh, I didn't see that. Is he boxing now?
Yeah, part of his workout.
Boxing's tough. I actually went down to a fight in the Mohegan Sun the other day, and one of my buddies I played ball with at BC is a heavyweight boxer now, and I mean, the stuff he says he does, I mean, that's a tough sport, so, you know, boxing's probably a good way to get in shape.
Who's that?
Yeah. His name's Derek Rossi.
Yeah? How did he do?
He won. You know, he looked a little tired. It was his third fight in 6 weeks, so he's going to take some time off it, but he's doing really well.
You sense a recommitment after the disappointment, the way last year ended so suddenly with a pretty weak effort at home, actually?
Yeah, I mean, going out like that, you know, that is, take a few weeks and you just, you know, it stirs in you, and it's kind of hard to shake. So, you know, I think there's a recommitment here, and I think everybody's on the same page with what we need to do and what we need to get back to, and, you know, really just go out there, have fun, and play good football.
You guys have talked about the leadership in this locker room the last, you know, month or two. Vince talked a lot about it after he re-signed. What do you think of the current state of leadership in the locker room?
No, I think it's good, but it could be better. You know, I think everybody needs to do their part. You know, really that just starts with doing your job and coming in here and working out hard every day. And, you know, people like myself that, you know, maybe haven't been as vocal in the past, you know, maybe I need to step up and get a little bit more vocal. And, you know, we got to few other guys that, you know, are ready to take those roles, and, you know, I think we'll see that develop here in this offseason.
On that front, were there times last year where you looked around the locker room and said, "Stuff, what the hell's going on here? Was there something missing? Could you sense it?"
No, you know, I don't think there was anything missing. You know, I just don't think we, you know, went out there and performed the way we needed to perform. But we've got a good locker room. We always have, and, you know, hopefully we always will be. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, winning takes care of a lot of things. And when, you know, you're not playing well and you're losing, that's when all this stuff creeps in. So, you know, you got to stay strong and fight through all that stuff. But, you know, we got some guys, and, you know, we need to get some things done.
Your experience is over, you know, 7 years now, different teams, different mixes in the locker room. Do you get the sense that some years there is the right mix, some years maybe there isn't the right mix as far as leadership? And you mentioned, you know, Stephen Neely is a good locker room guy. Are there some years where maybe just that right mix isn't there?
You know, for the most part, I haven't felt that around here. But, you know, every year is different. There's changes within the organization, the coaching staff, players. So in this league, you got to be a little flexible and, you know, willing to step up or, you know, take a role. You know, whatever they ask you to do, you got to be willing to do. And, you know, things change. It's the NFL. So you got to be on it.
You talked to Matt Tennant at all? Or have you had a chance to talk to him at all?
I haven't.
Figure out process?
No, I haven't.
You mentioned that you wanted to be a little bit more vocal. Maybe it's time for you as well. Why do you say that? Is there some time that you feel more comfortable, or is it just depending on what you'd like to bring to the table? Why do you feel like you should do it?
You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's, you know, it's my time. I think I've been around here and know what's going on. We're, you know, I hope I've been a leader for a while now. You know, I've always been, you know, one of those guys that's just more quiet and go out there and work hard and, you know, follow me, you know, sort of thing. So, you know, I may not be the most vocal guy, but, you know, maybe that role will change a little bit. And, you know, hopefully start that now.
Does that happen often where a well-established veteran like yourself kind of changes his leadership stance, goes from a leader by example to a vocal guy?
You know, it's probably a process. But, you know, it just depends on the person. You know, some guys are quiet, and, you know, they go in there and work hard, and everybody can see that. You know, if they don't say a lot, it really doesn't matter because everybody sees what they're doing and, you know, can follow them. Other guys are more vocal, and the main thing is just coming in here with a good attitude and working out and doing it the right way. And, hopefully, you know, lending, you know, what you've learned to the younger guys. You know, maybe the guys that haven't been in this system as long as you have.
Working, closing in on draft day, I know it's a little bit ways back for you, but are there recollections of that day for you? Nerve-wracking? I mean, what was that process like for you?
It's very nerve-wracking. You know, my recollection, I had a good opportunity to go down and spend some time with my family. I had a chance to play golf that morning. Got done with the round, and my name still wasn't called, so that sort of wasn't the greatest. And then actually got done with the first day, so I went in the second day. So it's a long process, but, you know, really, you know, it doesn't matter where you're drafted. It's what you do when you get here and how you're able to contribute to the team. So, you know, for guys that are going through it, just, you know, take it as what it is and enjoy it. And, you know, it's the only time you're going to go through it.
Did you get much sleep that night between day one and day two?
No, probably not. I mean, it's antsy. You know, the nerves are in you. You don't know where you're going to be. It's a whole new experience, and but it's definitely fun. Maybe something that I, you know, wouldn't want to do again, but definitely glad I was part of it the first time.
What was that phone call like?
Well, it was kind of crazy. I saw my name on the bottom line at first. And actually, I was upstairs, and we had a satellite upstairs and cable downstairs, so it was a bit of a delay. So I heard my family go crazy downstairs because I was upstairs alone. No one wanted to be by me, that day. So, you know, I heard them yell, and then I saw it, and then the phone rang. So it was it's kind of a crazy day.
How'd you hit him that morning?
I hit him pretty well. You know, I've gotten better since then. So for where my game was at that point, I was all right.
Yeah. BC's got a good reputation for churning out offensive linemen. How did playing there help you kind of make the transition from college to the pros?
You know, I think we had a good offense when we were there, more of a pro-style offense. Had great coaches, Coach O'Brien and Coach Magazoo and Coach Horton is his O-line coach now in NC State, but he was a tight ends coach. And just, you know, really guys that cared about you and cared how you played and cared how you did in school. So it's just a great experience.
Does Logan's situation concern you, or you just figure it's part of the business and it'll get resolved?
No, you know, that's between, you know, him and the Patriots, and it doesn't concern me at all. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm not negotiating the deal on either side. So, you know, I'm sure the Patriots are doing what they feel is right, and Logan's doing what he feels is right for him and his family. So, you know, whatever he decides and gets done is his business.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have you figured out the overtime rules yet?
No. I heard there was a rule change, but I didn't even look into it yet.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.